The war on terrorism has brought new attention to veterans of past American wars and the issue of their benefits. Under current law, retired veterans must make a choice. They can collect full retirement or receive disability benefits with reduced retirement pay. It's been an issue for veterans groups for years. Today, House Republican leaders said they've got a solution. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The new plan will eventually allow many disabled veterans to draw both their retirement and disability checks, but there's a phase-in period of 10 years that gives priority to those severely disabled by wounds received in combat. Over the decade, veterans disabled in training and non-combat missions will also see more benefits, but the plan never fully covers every disabled and retired veteran. So when Republicans announced their plan this afternoon, their enthusiasm was tinged with reservations. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Bilirakis said he's worked on the issue for 18 years.
None of us are really happy with the longer phase-in, the 10-year phase-in. But the fact of the matter is that this is a substantial step forward, as I know others will also say.
If veterans were all given both disability and retirement pay starting next year, it would cost the Defense Department more than $60 billion over 10 years, adding to the current budget deficit. The phase-in plan would cost about $22 billion over the decade. Most House Democrats also support giving the veterans both benefits and pay. Many signed on to a bill sponsored by Republican Mike Bilirakis that would provide both kinds of payments immediately. One freshman Democrat, Jim Marshall of Georgia, tried to force that bill onto the House floor and had been gaining support among some Republicans when the leadership announced their compromise. House Majority Whip Roy Blunt said today the proposal has the support of the Senate and the White House and would be added to the Defense Department authorization bill. That's expected to be approved in both chambers next week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.